entertained?
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
The technological masterpiece that is not necessarily the news.
Is that what it is? Necessarily the news.
Yeah, I think we're filing. No. Now we're firing on all cylinders.
Hello?
Sorry, had to spray a little SDP into the system. It is a Tuesday before Christmas installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we're out with the old and we're in with the news.
Not Necessarily the News.
Let's start right out.
Hi.
Hey, what happened?
Our cameras are really messed up. We'll fix it in a minute. Uh-oh. Nobody won the Powerball yet again. So how about that for a Christmas Eve?
Yet.
Yeah. $1.7 billion. Tomorrow night, it will be on the line. It is a Christmas Eve. Now, this has happened before. Christmas Eve in 2011. The Powerball jackpot has won. Interesting fun fact. When the Powerball has landed on a Christmas Eve drawing, it has been won every single time.
Oh.
It has not passed a Christmas Eve.
And if you're watching on the Facebook Live, you are very serious about this because you gave me the point when you did that. This is a man that will soon be financially responsible for a number of women.
Fourth largest in Powerball in U.S. lottery history. There you go. So enjoy. Oh, by the way, the cash payout is $781.3 million and growing. May the odds be ever in your favor.
You can make that work.
What is going on with these cameras?
I don't know, Let's talk Titanic, shall we? It was one of the most legendary movies of all time that earned Kate Winslet an Oscar, but she had to work hard for that little golden man. The actress admits that she was shamed for her figure early on in her career and encouraged to take quote-unquote fat girl parts if she really wanted to work. This was when she was just a child. She thinks it's absolutely horrid what they do to kiddos in the industry, and she says it gave her a quiet determination. Not determined enough to move over on the door.
I mean, but, I wasn't going to say it, but fine. It's kind of the obvious thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to... We'll go to our next story. Congratulations to our Dallas Cowboys. They still have two games to play.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, we're going to play them.
We're going to the Super Bowl.
But obviously out of any playoff contention, and yes, no Super Bowl at all, actually. But Jerry Jones did pick up an award, and his daughter Charlotte let everybody know about it on her Insta. Jerry Jones was given the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Fantastic.
Sports broadcast.
That's wonderful.
And actually, if you actually watch that Netflix documentary about the Cowboys, you kind of understand why. Basically, the whole reason that they ever moved to Fox and made money NFL to begin with was Jerry Jones. And they sued him. So he's basically for that key role in the NFL rights TV deal. But it's still Jerry Jones winning anything right now.
How about them Cowboys?
I guess you can be proud.
I can't believe I wasn't invited to that ceremony.
I worked the red carpet.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of things to worry about this time of year. At the top of the list, the real questions in life. Namely, is Santa a superhero? And who would win in a fight?
Ooh.
Well, a guy by the name of Michael Denon got down to the nitty-gritty. You see, he is a physics professor at UC Irvine. That means he's kind of smart. And the winner would be Santa for a variety of reasons. You see, he's faster than either Superman or The Flash. Not only that, he can defy the laws of gravity. He can shapeshift. And he's psychic. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows all the things. But when push comes to shove, he is not a true superhero because he has no arch nemesis.
Heat miser, maybe? Krampus.
Oh, yeah.
If you've watched that movie, The Red One.
Or seen The Office.
He needed The Rock to save him.
We all do.
Just saying.
Come on over, Cowboys.
No, nobody can save them. So an interesting little tidbit came out about a new book about The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. It has long been rumored, And people like Rich Little and Burt Reynolds say they actually saw a hard copy of it. That Johnny had a blacklist of celebrities that you could not get back on The Tonight Show. You were banned. A banned list. And it turns out, longtime Johnny Carson producer said, yep, it did. And here it is. Okay. So we know the names on it. Notable ones. I disagree with Steve Allen. He was the original Tonight Show host, by the way. But he was rude to crew members, and that was it. Dana Carvey, after a while, when he did the Arsenio Carcinio bit on SNL, Johnny was like, I don't talk like that. I don't do anything like that, Ed. Yeah, I did. Ellen DeGeneres was the first female comic ever waved over to the couch by Johnny, but she told a joke that Johnny said, don't tell.
Oh.
That got her done.
Do we know what joke it was?
No.
Okay.
Jerry Lewis, Joan Rivers, because he was jealous. William Shatner, just because Shatner got confused and said the wrong network on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Uri Geller, Wayne, because he's creepy. Wayne Newton, but Jay Leno.
Whoa!
Who then, of course, went to go host it for 22 years.
Ed. Yeah.
I don't
have questions.
By the way, just for funsies, Jay Leno also banned from this show.
Nothing wrong with Jay. Be nice. There is something wrong, however, with
how about no Cowboys?
Yeah, there's something wrong with them as well. But what are you going to be flying with this week? Well, apparently, the FAA not too pleased with the Yuletide treat. They say that the fruitcake is being banned on a lot of commercial airlines.
Okay,
it's not because of the taste or because you shouldn't really eat it under any circumstances, but because they're thick, they got a lot of stuff inside, and some of the X-ray machines could have problems seeing through what's really going on in there.
So, I mean, that like we shouldn't eat it, right?
Well, no, you shouldn't be eating it anyway, and it doesn't qualify as a gift.
And
so,
as we know, it doesn't float. But I think that surprises nobody. Saw Hollywood star and Sammy Davis Jr.'s widow, My Britt, passing away at the age of 91. And then saw this yesterday after longtime tenants at Arrowhead Stadium. The Kansas City Chiefs played there since 1972, one of the venerable cathedrals of the NFL. The Chiefs announced their relocation. The Kansas City Chiefs will now relocate to Kansas.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.